ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वशये नमः। आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनयतद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्यकाचिदुपासना व्रजवधुवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्र दरो न परः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। वेलकम येट अगेन। This is our seventh and final of the series of talks or katha of Karuna Avatar Gaur Bhagavan Katha. Of course, we will not end here with this seventh and final presentation. We'll tell you at the end how we wish to continue this at least for another week, a lockdown period. So anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirnaha kalo समर्पयितुम् उन्नत उज्ज्वल रसाम सुभक्तिम श्रियाम हरि पुरट सुंदर द्युति कदंब संदीपितः सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतु वः सचिनंदनः। दिस इन्वोकेशन मंगलाचरण एट द वेरी बिगिनिंग ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत। Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is talking of the Karunya, magnanimity of Gauranga. Karunaya avatiranaha kalau, at the beginning of this age of Kali, Gauranga appeared. And he says he is appearing after a long time. Charim chirat avatiranaha. That meant, I think we mentioned one day. Yeah, that after one kalpa, one day of Brahma, which is a long time, Gauranga has appeared again, and what does he do as he appears? Samarpitam unnata ujjvala rasam. And he gives, distributes. In fact, he relishes madhurya ras, sweetest of the mellows, madhurya. And that's called brilliant ras, the topmost ras. So as we hear the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, they are full of madhurya, they are full of sweetness, the sweetest thing in the existence is Mahaprabhu's madhurya lila. Yeah, madhur lila. Gaurangira madhur lila jara karne praveshila hridaya nirmala bhelotar. So that is Gaurangira madhur lila. It cleanses the heart, the consciousness. And there's a cooling effect of that lila, cooling effect on the mind and heart. In fact, the soul, ultimately, soul is in the heart. So, as the soul hears, who hears? Whatever you are hearing, well, I am here, I am doing some kirtan, you are doing shravanam, you are doing hearing. So, who is the hearer? Not the ears. Well, they are medium, they are in between you, the soul, and the speaker. So soul, our Atma, is the actual hearer of this katha. And as one hears katha of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, sada hridaya kandare sphuratu vaha sachinandanaha. And that Sachinandan within the heart, and heart is described here as Hridaya Kandara. Hridaya is heart and Kandara is a cave. So we reside, the soul resides in the cave called heart. So Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, this is his wishing mangalya, all auspiciousness for the listeners. So let Gauranga Mahaprabhu, yeah, is the only solace and the shelter, especially difficult troubled times like this. It's time to take shelter of Gauranga. So we also pray on behalf of Krishnadas Kaviraj. Let that effect, the desirable effect of katha, this Gaur Bhagavan katha, Gauranga, Nityanam Katha, may Sphuratu Vaha Sachinandana, let Gauranga inspire you. Delight you. Make you happy. Full of bliss, the Ananda that we are all looking for. So as Lord is non-different from his pastimes. Non-different. So as we recite his pastimes, as we speak his pastimes, as we hear these pastimes, then as we remember these pastimes, Lord is appearing. Our Lord is even appearing in that particular lila that is being spoken and is being heard. So it is expected that we feel the presence of Gauranga Mahaprabhu as we hear about him or hear his pastimes. And as we hear with attention, with devotion, with faith, then Lord makes his appearance. He appears to us in our hearts. Or he appears on something called Smriti Patal. There's a screen in our heart or in the soul's consciousness. There's a screen called Smriti Patal, and on their screen we begin visualizing Lord's pastimes. And ultimately, in most purified state, we see them, literally see it, it's darshan of leelas which we talk and hear. Yeah, I was going to say that. That is yoga. As we relink, we reestablish our lost relationship with the Lord, and there's a yoga, bhakti yoga. The soul and Supreme Soul are connected, they are united. What unites is the bhakti unites, we say. Soul is a bhakta, and Lord is Bhagavan, and the bhakti, the devotional service, is Shravanam Kirtanam. Connects soul with the Supreme Soul, Atma with Paramatma, Bhagavan. There's a perfection as that union, the reunion takes place, that yoga, the link takes place. So today we have thought of talking to you. Like yesterday, we talked about Mahaprabhu, his visit of Vrindavan, and his tour of Brajamandal, Vrindavan. Today we thought of talking to you, Lord's travel from one dham, that is Navadvip, to another dham, Jagannath Puri. And this takes place as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas. He is now 24 years old. And he is in Navadvip. So in the middle of the night, one night, Mahaprabhu. And of course he had informed selected five persons about his plans. No one else knew, only Sashimata knew, also Nityananda Prabhu knew, and like that. So middle of the night, Gauranga Mahaprabhu gets up. And he leaves home. For his destination, which is Katwa, maybe 25 kilometers or so away on the banks of Ganga. So as sun rises in the east, and normally devotees would come to Nimai's home to meet him, to greet him, and later on to go on Sankirtan, Prabhat Ferry. As we go to take darshan of the Lord in the temple, we take darshan of the deity, Arsha Vigraha, or the residents of Navadvip. Their murti, their vigraha was Gauranga. They didn't have to go to some other temple other than Yoga Peet, the home of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata and their son, Nimai. And of course, Hare Krishna. So, I was just going to say that Jagannath Mishra wasn't there as Lord has taken sannyas. And he also had a brother called Vishwarup, and he also had taken sannyas. This was the second person from the family taking sannyas, second son of Sachimata. So anyway, as next morning, everyone arrives to meet and greet Gauranga, but he is nowhere to be found. They do see Sachimata just sitting and very morose, and shedding tears and saying nothing. After a while, all those who had come to visit Nimai, meet Nimai, they realized what had transpired during middle of the night. That Nimai had left home for good to take sannyas. So as they realized, they were all broken-hearted. And they all start crying and calling out for Gauranga, Gauranga, or Nimai, where are you? They also, then they were crying and falling on the ground and rolling and tears and whatnot. The whole scene was there. They were also saying, yes, let's go to home, our respective homes. Let's put our homes on fire and let us go. Why should we stay here in this village or town, Mayapur, where there is no Gauranga here. Such was the affection of all the residents of Navadvip, of Mayapur. Then Sachi Mata, she had some clue in which direction he had gone. So she begins running in that direction. Soon she comes on the bank of Ganga. There is a small village, and she is inquiring from the residents, "Have you seen my Nimai?" They did not know what to say. They were just speechless or clueless. So she was approaching this person, that person, "Have you seen my Nimai? Have you seen my Nimai?" As there's no response from nobody there, Sachi Mata declares, "You all, residents of this village, you are heartless. You are nirdoy. You have no daya. Even these days, even to this day, you could visit that village not far from Navadvip, from Mayapur, and it is called Nidoy. And Bengalis say Nidoy. Instead of Nirdoy, they say Nidoy. So that village was named after, named Nirdoy, because that's why what Sachi Mata thought, these are heartless people. Disappointed as he was, he returns home. So by this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had reached Katwa, and those who were they were informed by Mahaprabhu about his plans for taking sannyas, they also had arrived, Nityananda and a few others. Chandrasekhar was there, Mukunda. Says Nimai or Vishwambar, Sachinandan approached the Acharya, and begged from him, "Please, Kesha Bharati was the name. Please make me free. Please liberate me. I want to take sannyas." So initially, was not ready. Finally, "Okay, I will give you sannyas." So by this time, lots of people had gathered in Katwa, as Kesha Bharati, this name slips out of my mind. Yeah, Kesha Bharati's town, Katwa, there are huge crowds, And this is observed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, that people from nowhere, they just gather in big numbers. So as he is to be given sannyas, the first the shaving has to happen. So many barbers have been asked to come and shave, or they're coming and they're trying, but they do not wish to shave Mahaprabhu's golden hair. So they come and go. Finally, one barber agreed to finish the task or shave him up. But as he was also attempting, his hands were trembling and all those who were in the assembly there said, no sannyas. Why take sannyas? Who has come up with this sannyas business or this process or vidhi of taking sannyas? And this person's mother, old mother at home, and young wife, what would happen to them? How would they survive? And also, what about the residents of Navadvip, Mayapur? And some of them are also residents of Navadvip or Gaur Mandal. There is a Navadvip Mandal, there is a Gaur Mandal, bigger circle. So somehow, barber managed to shave up Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then he goes to Ganga, takes holy dip, back on the scene with sannyas robes, of course tilak and all that. Gauranga, as he was. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavandas Thakur, they describe how Mahaprabhu looked extraordinarily beautiful that day as he was taking sannyas, shaved up and saffron robes. And soon he was going to be holding dand and kamandalu in his hand. That was a beauty to behold. So just before giving or receiving sannyas mantra, there's a sannyas mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, or Vishambhar, he whispers a mantra right into the ear of Kesava Bharati Maharaj. Etam sastaya paratmanistam adhyasitam purumatame. He says, and he asks, is this mantra okay? Yes, this is perfect mantra. Okay, now you give this mantra to me. Lord has tricked Kesha Bharati. He belonged to impersonal Advaita school of thought. So Mahaprabhu gave him, Kesha Bharati, the mantra, kind of initiated him, made him into Vaishnava. And they said, okay. If this is okay mantra, please give me this mantra. So that's what then Kesha Bharati did. And then Kesha Bharati said, your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Hari Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Everyone shouted Hari Bol as Mahaprabhu Vishwambhar Nimai received sannyas, diksha, name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Now he was going to even exhibit, display more of Chaitanya. This is Jad and Chetan, right? Jad means dead, and Chetan means living or lively. So he has received Sri name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That Krishna who is lively Krishna, very ecstatic, very dynamic, enthusiastic Krishna. So he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So now as soon as he has taken sannyas, now he's free, mukta. And immediately he thought of going to Vrindavan. And after the ceremony is over now, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with very selected handful associates, Nityananda Prabhu and others, they departed. Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan. But in his ecstasy, he has lost the sense of direction. That he has to go to the best worldly direction, Katwa or Navadvip. This is in Bengal, in East India. And he has to go to Vrindavan, which is in the West. But he's going round and round, not making much progress. He's trying to ask which way, and they are giving some replies. Nityananda Prabhu, and he has a strategy. Of course, he doesn't want Mahaprabhu immediately, at least not immediately, go to Vrindavan. He should meet those broken-hearted residents of Navadvip, especially Mother Sachi, must meet, otherwise how could she survive? So this was the plan of Nityananda Prabhu. So as Mahaprabhu was proceeding, and there were some coward boys taking care of the cows from nearby village. Villagers, the boys. So Nityananda Prabhu was sure that Mahaprabhu would ask these boys, which way is Vrindavan? So Nityananda Prabhu goes ahead of them and tells these boys, you know, boys, this mendicant just now coming, if he asks you which way to Vrindavan, tell them, this way. And that way meant to the banks of Ganga, Yamuna, and Shantipur. So that is what happened, Mahaprabhu, for sure. He asked these boys, could you please show me the way to Vrindavan? And the boys exactly did as Nityanand Prabhu had prompted them. And then now, Gauranga, Nityananda, or Sri Krishna Chaitanya now, and Nityananda, they arrive on the bank of Ganga. And Nityananda Prabhu is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, where do you want to go? And Mahaprabhu says, to Vrindavan. And then Nityananda Prabhu said, you have reached Vrindavan. See, this is Yamuna. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at the bluish waters of the river, he thought, yes, yes, this is Yamuna. And he jumped into Yamuna. Yamuna Maiya Ki, wanted to take a holy dip in Yamuna. And as he was bathing, enjoying swimming in Yamuna. In fact, it was Yamuna also. It is explained. Because in as the river flows through Navadvip, it turns into two rivers again. The confluence had taken place, Sangam, at Prayag, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati also. But here in Navadvip, they again become two rivers. On the eastern bank is Ganga, and western bank is Yamuna. So the side that Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were on the western bank of the river, so that was Yamuna. So soon as Mahaprabhu was still taking his Yamuna Mayaki, taking his holy dip in Yamuna, he saw Advaita Acharya in a boat. And he was wondering, hey, Advaita Acharya and in Vrindavan? He was wondering. And then soon, Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, realized that he was not far from Shantipur, and Advaita Acharya had come with a boat, and this was again strategy made between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. Idea was to bring Mahaprabhu to Shantipur. And as they arrive with the boat, other side of the Ganga, arrive in Shantipur. By that time, it was also planned. The whole strategy was there. Thousands, well, hundreds and thousands of residents of Vrindavan had reached And so was Sachimata brought there to Shantipur. And the great reunion takes place. And the separation had taken place. There was a Viyog, as he had left Navadvip for Katwa to take sannyas. And now Yog, the reunion was happening here. And they had gone through Vipralamba experience, and now it was Sambhog, a meeting with the Lord. So the meeting between Lord and his dear devotee, dearest of all of the devotees, or now the devotees, Sachimata and his very close associates of Navadvip Mayapur, we cannot even imagine the happiness they all must have experienced as they got united again. That Milan, Milanotsav. And Mahaprabhu had to stay. They were not going to be happy just meeting for a few minutes or just for a day. So Mahaprabhu stayed on in Shantipur for several days, and they were always extending his stay, appealing to him, please stay longer, please stay longer in Shantipur. So Sachimata, as usual, as she used to cook for her Nimai in Mayapur, she immediately takes charge of the kitchen, and she has become a head cook or of the deity kitchen. Head cook, who is a deity? Her Nimai is a deity. And she wants to cook, and she is cooking for Nimai and feeding him. For Sachimata, he is not Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He is just Nimai for Sachimata. Nimai. And and those days during the stay of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, there were performances of great kirtans. Kirtana Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditre Madhyan Manaso Rasena. So Mahaprabhu's kirtan and Ritya, and Udanda Ritya. That he would jump high, this Ajana Lambita Bhujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamala Yatakshau. This Lord, golden bodied Lord with long arms. Kasturi Tilakam, nice Tilak. is also has a Brahmin thread around. Arunabhasan, his sannyas robes, and his dancing. He's dancing up high and falling, crashing down, landing on the ground. And when that landing, crashing would happen, for Sachimata, it was a heartbreaking experience. No, no. She would think, my Nimaya must be getting hurt so much. So Sachimata has prayed those days, or maybe she prayed once and for all the time to Mother Earth, my dear Mother Earth, whenever, and wherever my Nimai falls, comes down heavily and gets dropped, please make sure he is not hurt. Take him in your lap. So these are the feelings, emotions, bhav, vatsali ras of Sachimata. And then finally, yeah, okay. So there's a one day Sachimata and Nimai are meeting. And as Sachimata, she has found out that Nimai is planning to go to Vrindavan. And she doesn't want this to happen. So she has sat down with Nimai and make a very special appeal. Why Vrindavan? It's very far. Of course, he also says, the best thing would be that you come back home to Mayapur. But then Sachimata is thinking and also said, but then people also would criticize you, you're a sannyasi and you have come back to your family. And that criticism would hurt me. So, yeah, you can't come. I know you can't come, and you should not come to home. But why not at least stay nearby? Dham, Jagannath Puri. And if you stay there, at least we'll get some news about you. Devotees coming, going to Puri, returning. Would get the news. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tathastu, Mother. Your wish is my command. Yes, I will stay in Jagannath. And then Mahaprabhu, he prepares to leave for Jagannath Puri. Initially, I mean, everyone wants to go right behind or right with him to Jagannath Puri. But Mahaprabhu, he picks up a few handful of his associates, Nityanand Prabhu Mukunda, Jagdanand Pandit, and Damodar Pandit. So Mahaprabhu plus four others were selected, allowed to go with him. So journey now from Shantipur to Jagannath Puri. So they are traveling. This is not air travel or rail travel or they're walking bare feet. And throughout the journey, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-stop, as we say, akhanda kirtan, non-stop kirtan. That was Mahaprabhu's lifestyle. Kirtaniya sadahari. That is what he did. He always chanted and danced. Not walked. Or even some kind of walking also was like a dance. So, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he's going from village to village, town, town to village to town, on the way to Jagannath Puri. Those passers-by people having encounters with Mahaprabhu on the way, Nityananda Prabhu and this party, and they will get immediately enchanted and attracted and drawn to Mahaprabhu like a magnet. Mahaprabhu was a powerful magnet. And there were some kind of iron particles. So people from some distance away, as soon as they would notice Mahaprabhu chanting and dancing and his effulgence and his influence, like a magnet has a field, or a magnetic field, depending on the size or the power of the magnet, each magnet has its field, smaller or bigger field of magnet has a field. So magnet has an influence on the surrounding, and the iron particles, they get drawn to the magnet. So Mahaprabhu was like a huge, big magnet, moving magnet. So all people were getting drawn to him. And as they came closer and then they would want to go with him, but Mahaprabhu would not want them to accompany him. So he would appeal to them, please stay wherever you are and chant Hare Krishna and Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Amara Gyai Guru Hayatara Yadesha, some instructions like that. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna Siksha. And he would give them deep embrace and appeal them to stay behind. And traveling and traveling, the party arrived at Tota Gopinath. They have now crossed the border, Bengal border. They have entered Orissa. There's a town called Baleshwar, and near Baleshwar is Remuna, very famous holy place, Shirchur Gopinath temple. Now they have, they're staying overnight there. Of course they had darshan of Gopinath, and sure they enjoyed, relished kshir of Gopinath, Kshirchor Gopinath. So that night, as the team had gathered, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited the pastimes or glories of Madhvendra Puri, for whom Gopinath had stolen the kshir. And hence, he gets the name Kshirchor Gopinath. Before, he was only Gopinath, but because he stole the kshir, his condensed milk preparation, for his dear devotee Madhvendra Puri, he became known as Kshirchor Gopinath. And Madhvendra Puri was very great, or greatest of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. In fact, he's the origin of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He's the first one. Gaudiya Vaishnavism kind of was born, sprouted manifested within his heart, and then he had initiated Ishwar Puri, and then Ishwar Puri had initiated Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this Madhvendra Puri, anyway, so the Mahaprabhu personally, he has glorified Madhvendra Puri. There's Madhvendra Puri Samadhi is also there in Ramana. Then Mahaprabhu and party proceeds. They are heading toward Jagannath Puri. On the way is a big town called Katak. And there's a famous temple of Sakshi Gopal. So Party has stayed there. Party stayed there, spent overnight. And Nityanand Prabhu was the one to now narrate the story of Sakshi Gopal, the deity of Gopal that was once upon a time was in Vrindavan. How and why he walked, or deity walked, to Katak to become witness, Sakshi, the whole pastime. And Nityanand Prabhu, that night, he took the microphone, he became the narrator of the glories of Sakshi Gopal. Now they are party next morning. They get up and proceed. They pass through Bhubaneswar, Lingaraj. They take darshan. There are some pastimes in Bhubaneswar also. And now Jagannath Puri is maybe some 60 kilometers away. And they are hurrying towards Jagannath Puri. On the way, as they are taking bath, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking bath in one river, Nityanand Prabhu, this is inconceivable pastime, but that's what happened. Nityanand Prabhu broke dand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sannyas dand, and threw in the river. As Mahaprabhu had returned and asked for her, "Where is my dhan?" And hearing what had happened, Mahaprabhu was very upset and he said, "I cannot travel with you anymore. Either you go first or you stay behind and let me go first ahead of you." And they said, "Okay, you first." So Mahaprabhu has is running towards Jagannath Puri temple. He comes to the place called Atara Nala, a special bridge. In those days, kind of buildings and some skyscrapers we see in Jagannath Puri or around Jagannath Puri temple, that wasn't there. So from Atara Nala, the Jagannath Puri temple, the dome and chakra and everything was distinctly visible. And by seeing that, Mahaprabhu became very, very excited. And he speeds up and literally runs to Jagannath Puri temple. And finally, as he enters temple, he is in Darshan Mandap. As he saw Jagannath, and he wanted to say Jagannath, but he couldn't say. Only he could say was Jag, 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 and he falls on the temple floor, and he's lost, gone inside, no external consciousness. And this is. And luckily, that time, there was a Sarvam Bhattacharya was present. So he arranges Mahaprabhu to be brought to his home. And then he does much of a pariksha, testing, and comes to conclusion that this ecstasy, this is a genuine, and this is not just some bhav, but this is mahabhav. Hari Hari. Anyways, his pastimes are unlimited. And then rest of the party soon comes and they also arrive at Sarvam Bhattacharya's place. And they're trying to chant holy names out loud, and finally Mahaprabhu gets up. And then he stayed there for 2 months during this visit. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya had strongly recommended that whenever he goes for darshan in Jagannath Puri temple, he should be all the way behind where the Garuda's thumb, the pillar, Garuda pillar, is there in the back. So that is where Mahaprabhu is to stand and take darshan of Jagannath. When at my last visit of Jagannath Puri temple, as we had gone for darshan of Jagannath, and we had a panda, local panda, guiding us. So he made me also stand next to the Garuda's thumb. He held my hand and asked me, "Here, do you see little hole here, some marking here?" And I felt, "Yes, yes." And he said, "Where you are staying, Mahaprabhu used to stand right here and used to hold pillar with his hands. And by the touch of his hand, the fingers, the pillar melted, and that is left the marks on the pillar." So when I heard that, And then I was taking darshan of Jagannath. Oh, that was something happened inside as well as I was following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking darshan from the same spot, taking darshan of Jagannath. Swami ki jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Jagannath Vridham ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. And we want to let you know that these talks that we had been conducting every day, 5:30 to 6:30, this will continue differently. One thing is you will get to watch pre-recorded videos, and it will not be a Gaur Katha, we'll have a Bhagavad Katha or Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. So we wish to go on with that for 1 week also. We did Gaur Katha for 1 week, and now we want to do Bhagavad Katha for 1 week. So recorded Katha you get to hear for 7 days, same time, same speaker, just little difference. Not live, but recorded, previously recorded. Okay, so thank you, all of you, for listening to us. May Gauranga be with you always. Hare Krishna.